Hi guys, the date today is the 25th of July 2022. Some interesting developments regarding baby deaths and baby funerals. So if you go to the UK government website, Northampton NHS, and detail mentioning children's funerals, we've never known this happen before. There's a contract up for tender. There's another one for Hertfordshire. There's another one for Hertfordshire, specifically baby funerals, that's been awarded. And then look for children's and babies' funerals. Anyway, there is a doctor in Australia called Dr. Luke McClendon. He leads the fertility services at the Mater Hospital and is the principal investigator for a series of randomised controlled trials. He's also the president of the Australian Institute for Restorative Reproductive Medicine. He's the top doctor in Australia in this field and he has been sacked. Now why? Why has he been sacked? He got sacked on Friday for not getting the jab and for trying to release his data on miscarriages post the jab. He has until next Friday to get out of his private practice rooms as he is no longer allowed to practice either in public or in private. He told me that he has been investigating miscarriages in couples post-vaccination, and he said that normal miscarriage rate is between 5 and maybe as high as 16%, but he's since been keeping stats since the introduction of the vaccine, and he's found that 74% of women who are vaccinated are now having miscarriages. Let me say this again, 74% of women are having miscarriages who are vaccinated. So this would explain totally why these hospitals now want to deal directly with crematoria, and that vans are taking multiple babies directly to the crematorium, bypassing funeral directors. I told you so. Get looking into it, guys. Get looking into it. Wake people up, because there are more babies dying now than ever, and the only thing they have in common is their mums were vaccinated. This is dread. Absolutely dreadful.